like to hear your thoughts on the following scenario that really did happen. A plane passenger caught someone's husband cheating on his wife during a flight, and then she posted about it all over social media. This was a stranger. She did not know this guy. She just saw it unfold. It started at the airport bar, which I'm sure a lot of maybe a fair start or,
probably.
Or
you know, I can see that. Start.
Yeah. I can see it.
You're traveling.
Yeah.
I mean, you have hoes in different area codes.
Yeah, but typically you're going to go visit those hoes, not meet them at the airport. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you're probably in a different area code.
Could be.
Or at least you're going to one.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, this man is your husband flying United Airlines flight 2140 from Houston to New York. All the details. He's probably going to be staying the night with Katie.
Oh,
where were you?
Spelled K-A-T-Y.
Well,
just so you know.
When you're out of town, you spell that way. No, obviously not our Katie.
That's a more trashy way to spell it, too.
K-A-T-Y? You know, I agree.
K-A-T-Y.
I think I was trying too hard. Or maybe not trying hard enough. I don't know which way
I
want it is.
I kind of like it. It's like a touch of trash name.
K-A-T-Y.
Yeah, yours is K-A-T-I-E.
Yes.
More of a prude.
Yeah, I guess so. Just like Catherine.
Right.
Yes, Catherine is my God-given name.
Catherine would be a super prude.
Yes.
Yeah. She says, this is what she says. Her name is Carolina, the lady who's exposing this cheater who's a stranger on a flight. Him and Katie, that's what she said, met at the airport bar and haven't left each other's side since. Okay. He convinced her to change her seat so she could sit next to him and they could drink.
Okay.
Which she did. I don't know his name, but I know hers because he keeps saying it. Katie. I wouldn't have known he was married if he had not been wearing his wedding ring, which obviously this other lady clearly saw. Everyone saw he's married. Also shared an update. Well, they're making out and end up in the bathroom.
Really? Mm. At the airport?
In the
bathroom.
On the plane.
Oh.
It went from the airport bathroom, airport bar to the plane, changed seats, flirting, making out, then maybe did
and
some
how
high.
Drinking.
Yep.
I guess she knew that it wasn't his wife because they were, why?
The wedding ring.
Too happy?
Yeah, but
maybe.
How do we know it wasn't his wife?
Maybe it was like a role play kind of thing, you know?
Well, and then, can you switch your seat so you can sit next to me? Uh-huh. She heard a conversation that clearly they just met.
Yeah.
I see.
And a picture of the guy doesn't make it bright. He looks like a guy that would cheat. Is he wearing a half shirt?
He has his shirt pulled up for some reason.
Point,
I don't know
like
why.
He's showing her a tattoo or something.
Oh, yeah.
Just,
He's like, look at my happy trail.
I mean, he looks
douchey. Yeah, he does look like a guy that would cheat.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's judge a book by his cover.
I will.
But
we've been right on this one.
I don't think she should have posted and took a photo.
Hell no. Yeah. I would not have been involved.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're just, because you're worried about it. But I don't think it's
worried about what?
Of like being... All of a sudden, that's the girl that exposed us.
No,
right?
I would not get involved at all.
Yeah,
I would not. Because she's making a lot of assumptions here.
That's true. Mm-hmm. What if he? Who knows?
Well,
he's
left
handed and he has a ring on that.
Yeah,
in her
mind,
he's they're clearly cheating.
Uh huh. In her mind.
Yeah. Let's go to AML Chris. Chris, what do you think?
I don't like it. I think they should mind their business. Really,
mind your business. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't know his situation, and for is the hose in different area codes, is that not a thing?
No, it's just a thing people say.
It's an excuse. You're supposed to be more low-key about
it
with your hose and area codes. Yeah.
Oh,
well, that makes
okay.
It right.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying it's not right.
Yeah, okay, well, I don't know. I mean, different people have their different arrangements. There was a big song about it.
I don't think this was ludicrous. Consensual. No.
Was it ludicrous?
Mm. Yeah.
No.
Yes, it is. How much
is
money
it?
You want to put on it?
No, it is.
Hoes.
I was trying to look for it.
I got hoes in different area codes.
Yeah.
Area codes.
For all we know, they have that agreement, and all of a sudden you're exposing these people, but I guess he wouldn't get in trouble anyways if they had the agreement.
If they had the agreement,
But I think some people will say, no, that's messed up. He's cheating on his wife. If that's the case, we're going to expose him so his wife eventually can catch him. Is that the whole idea?
I mean, I think that was her goal. This passenger's goal was to expose him as a cheater, to let his wife know your man's acting out.
And you're saying, I'm surprised from a feminist viewpoint that you're actually saying you don't want to get involved because it is against somebody. It's somebody's marriage.
I am minding my business.
Would you want to know if you were being cheated on? And the answer for me is absolutely.
Yes,
yeah.
But I don't want it coming from a stranger.
I don't care at that point. I want to know.
I'd rather it come from a stranger because it's embarrassing with a friend.
Yes.
Let me ask you another question. Yeah. Katie.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
We agree. I don't know why you're against me here.
Because you're coming
we agree.
You come from a different background.
I know that's right.
The feminist movement. But what I'm saying, like, let me ask you something. If you were friends with a couple, really good friends with a couple, and she, your friend, was cheating on her husband all the time, would you give up that friendship and tell the husband?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Tell on my friend?
Yeah.
No, I'd probably make Ben do it.
But you would?
I've been in a situation where a friend I found out was not being faithful, and I just told the person, I said, you need to tell your wife. This was years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And no, they don't go to my church. Now, that wouldn't happen in my church, I'm just saying. And I was like, dude, seriously, like, you got to either stop doing it, but you need to tell her.
Mm-hmm. One or the other.
And, you know, I wasn't like, I'm not judging you, like, I'm better than you, but, like, yeah, you're telling me some stuff, but, like, I don't think it's cool.
Yeah.
You know, so can you, and then that's up to him. But and also, I didn't know his wife that well.
Yeah.
I didn't know his wife really at all. They didn't live in this area, so I was like, I'm not going to just call her, you know. But I would want to know if I was being cheated on, trust me, I don't care if it's a stranger. I don't care if it's an enemy.
You would want to know.
I would want to know. Because it's the worst feeling when you find out you've been cheated
for
on.
For some reason, I find, I know you're not going to like this, Katie.
What?
That I feel as though, well, maybe I shouldn't say this.
That means you should.
Go right ahead.
I feel as though it's almost, I'm not saying it's okay.
Uh-huh.
But I give a little bit more leeway for the guy in the airport than the woman in the airport cheating.
Please explain.
Literally makes zero sense.
That's
whatsoever.
Why I
haven't heard
anything.
The reasoning.
I didn't want to say anything because of that reaction.
Sure.
I don't think it's going to help, but,
but
share your thoughts.
Go ahead, please.
Because, and I'm not agreeing with this at all, and I would not do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I give a little bit more leeway with the guy in the airport, you know, guys are visual. They have to have sexy time the time. It's just that one thing. Mm-hmm. And girls don't. It's more of a, it could be more of a love or relationship and emotional. And
oh, so he couldn't help it. He couldn't help
I just said.
I just have to stick it.
You're going to one extreme. You're going to one extreme.
Exactly.
I'm not saying it's right. I just, for some reason, feel like there's more leeway.
No. Okay. I wholeheartedly disagree with
you. I think it's on both of them, because if she sees his wedding ring and is continuing to do it, I mean, well, she's guilty too.
The wedding ring is probably the way, because I'm telling you, people that have wedding rings are more likely sometimes because they both have something to lose.
I don't. Yeah.
I have heard that. That was Bill Clinton's MO back in the day. I just know a lot about his story for whatever reason, but he would specifically for a while only married women because they were less likely to tell on him. But then
I mean, that
out.
Makes sense,
but
on paper,
right? But obviously, he got exposed.
But
big time.
But in real life, it doesn't play out like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got with the intern.
Now, my
everything.
Sisters, the kind of relationship I have with my sisters, I would tell them immediately,
right?
Because that's just a bond that, in my opinion, is unbreakable.
And Katie, would you want to know if you were cheated on?
Yes, but not by a stranger.
So if the stranger's the only one that knew, and it could save you like turmoil.
I'm going to need to talk about it. Yeah.
You would rather
know.
Just not know you're being cheated on.
Like,
who cares for the stranger?
Wow. No,
like,
why
do you care?
Yes, because you don't want to know. Ben's actually really hooking up with that hot girl from the football game.
First of all, I don't know why we have to bring my husband into it.
He said.
Okay.
I didn't say Ben. I said if you were being cheated on, like, at any point in your life.
She's married. That's what
I'm saying in general.
I have been cheated on by a boyfriend, and it was a very, very, very close friend who told me about it.
Yeah.
And then I also had to hear it from strangers, and it's like, could you get out of my business, please?
Well,
that's how I feel about it. Because it's embarrassing as hell. That's
more embarrassing with
friends. It's embarrassing, but at least with my friend, I know that they're my friend through thick and thin.
Yeah.
A stranger, what business do you have? I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
They're just asking, like, oh, I heard you got cheated on.
That's shocking to me.
That's how I feel.
But I could say, I'm not saying, like, somebody's coming up to you like, oh, I heard you got cheated on. You're like, okay, stop. But if somebody's like, hey, I don't even know how to say this. I don't really know you, but I saw your boyfriend or whatever cheating on you.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Boy, I'd want to know.
Yeah, me too.
Strangers, let me know.
Strangers definitely, I think, is the way I would want to know more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would just rather not happen.
Yeah.
It freaking sucks big time.